USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
San Francisco, California residents recalled three Democrat members of the city's school board Tuesday for what critics called misplaced priorities in putting progressive politics over the needs of children during the pandemic. Ann Chu on KRON San Francisco.
They are putting politics over education. They're harming our children. And we can't wait to kick them out.
Voters overwhelmingly approved the recall in a special election, according to votes by the San Francisco Department of Elections. As Ukrainians celebrate a day of unity, Kyiv appears to blame Russia for a cyber attack on their infrastructure Tuesday. The defense minister in Russia published a video to demonstrate it was returning some troops to base after live fire exercises. It should be noted no numbers or base names were offered in the video release. President Biden has no public appearances scheduled for today. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The sharp spike in murders in the Maryland area has led officials to take drastic action as the investigation backlog is overwhelming the system.
Maryland's chief medical examiner's office has over 200 bodies needing autopsies and is dealing with the backup by storing many in a Baltimore garage and loading dock. Delegate Kirill Resnick, a Montgomery County Democrat, said the growing number of bodies has been driven by a spike in murders, COVID-19 deaths, and overdoses. Resnick says some remains are being kept on an emergency basis. In refrigerated truck trailers, the U.S. National Disaster Medical System is sending at least one worker to Maryland after the state appealed to the Federal Emergency Management Agency for help. Resnick said people who go into the medical field want to heal the living, not work with the dead. State documents show that Maryland health officials have increased salaries to more than $370,000 a year to try to recruit more pathologists. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Thanks for letting us be a part of your day. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoVite.com.
Senator Roger Marshall, the Republican from Kansas, has introduced a Senate resolution to end President Biden's COVID emergency powers that started March 2020 at the beginning of the pandemic by former President Trump. Mr. Marshall on Newsmax.
What I hear from folks back home is we're much more concerned about inflation than we are COVID right now. And what the president will do, he'll use this declaration of emergency as an excuse for him to continue to fearmonger, continue to exert power over us, to continue to put masks on our children, and to keep people from going back to our normal lives. So just think about how he's using this power to continue inflation. This is an excuse to continue to borrow money, to continue to pay people more to stay at home than to go back to work, and all this exacerbates that supply chain disruption. So this is about power and control, about Dr. Fauci and the president using this emergency as an excuse to exert power over you and your family.
President Biden wants more money.
The Biden administration is telling Congress it needs an additional $30 billion to press ahead with the fight against COVID-19. Two people familiar with the details told the Associated Press the request includes earmarks for vaccines, testing, and preparation for future variants. Meanwhile, the governors in Democratic-led states are lifting coronavirus restrictions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.